Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
Yes. How was your week?
My week was busy. This past weekend. Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was rolling this weekend.
Wow.
I took pictures at a banquet. I went to a birthday party.
Went to another event. How did the pictures at the banquet go?
Beautiful, actually. I'm gonna have to show you some of them.
Okay.
They're actually posted on Facebook right now. I didn't post them, but
folks don't know, but you really love photography.
I do.
And you're learning, right?
I'm learning, yep.
So it's kind of like your first gig.
No, not, but I'm still not ready to charge people because I don't think I'm good enough yet.
So
it's not my first free gig.
Okay.
Yet another free gig.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But you're getting yourself familiar with it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Got to get some confidence built up, but I liked them. I liked what I saw. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And what else did you do? Because you seem like you had a lot going on.
It was really busy. But it was good.
A good piece.
I enjoyed my weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Yeah, well, I was more laid back. We had to sing the choir. I mean, at church we sung. So did that Sunday. And Friday and Saturday was pretty much working on a house, and then after that, just trying to, yes.
Yeah. That's right. You're renovating your house. That ties right into our topic tonight, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Literally. Yes, it does.
How's it going?
It's going wonderfully, but you know what? It does tie in so much. I know we're laughing because renovations, the house is in chaos right now. But started this process because I wanted the house to reflect the way I felt, you know, internally. Like, I just feel so good, so light, so at peace that I just wanted my home to reflect that. And that's, you know, one of the reasons that this whole renovation process was prompted. So kind of what we're going to talk about, refresh, renew,
right.
Refuel.
Right.
So, yeah, I wanted the house to reflect the way I felt.
Yeah. So I'm glad that it's coming along okay.
It is. I've gotten some help, some free help, too.
That's always good.
Oh, Demetria, you just don't know. I keep saying it's too good to be true, you know. But I got some really, really good help, and so we'll see what happens. And he's actually trying to have it done before my birthday, which is April the 12th. I told him, if you don't, it's okay, no stress, you know, if you don't. But, yeah, so that's what's going on with me, the renovation.
Good. Good, good. I can't wait to see it.
I can't wait to show it to you.
You're going to be hosting an event at your house,
I
right?
I sure will. There's some really special touches that he's putting in that bathroom. And I'm like, I wouldn't have thought of that. You know, he's a contractor, whatever, but still a guy coming up with all these fancy things. And so I'm like, I can't wait to see it. So, yeah.
I'm always amazed at what people can just look at and see and bring into fruition, and I'm looking. I never thought of that.
Let me tell you something. I'm in awe. Excuse me, because it's this box. You know, a room is a box.
Mm-hmm.
But he's finding these little places to put stuff, and oh, we can do this, and he brings up stuff on the pictures, and I'm like, well, how much does it cost?
Slow down, right?
And he's like, you don't understand. You have free labor, so you're paying for the supply. It's still too good to be true. I'm waiting for the, you know, like, when is something going to fall out the sky on me? But I'm like, thank you, God, for the help.
Yeah.
Seriously, not trying to be negative and really appreciating it. And he's a man of God, too. It's,
all right.
Yeah.
All right.
It's been interesting.
Yeah. Well, folks, we want to thank you again for tuning in to another episode of Ministry Along the Way Radio. Our topic tonight is spring cleaning. Out with the old, in with the new.
In with the new.
And we want to go ahead and give you our phone number so that you can call in. By all means, call, push that number 1, and add your voice to our conversation. You can dial 347-637-3604, and we can't wait to hear from you.
Cannot wait. And I just want to take the time to say thank you to all of our loyal listeners. We actually have loyal listeners.
We do.
Folks may not always chime in on the conversation, you know, for various reasons, just trying to get used to hearing their voices or whatever.
Right.
But folks are really listening. We get a lot of great feedback. We can see the numbers when we find out how many people have logged in and stuff like that. So we really do appreciate the fact that you all are listening. We actually have listeners, you know.
We do, and it's incredible.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's just us, little old me.
Yeah, it's us. We just took a normal phone conversation and just kind of like,
just expanded it.
It kind of it brings me back to our first show when we were talking about great expectations in January, and just where we've moved. I mean, this is just March. I mean, you know, but still, we've really made a lot of progress within a short period of time. You know, so I am very pleased with what we've done so far.
Yes. Well, it is springtime. It took spring long enough to get here, don't you think?
This is Louisiana. You know, the weather is fickle.
Oh, my goodness. The winter just refused to leave.
It did. And I must say, it was a little hot today. It almost felt a little summerish. Just saying.
Yes, I can deal with that. I like that better than the cold. But spring is finally here. And usually what happens around springtime, you want to come and kind of clean up your life,
make room.
Do
a lot of for people who love to clean their homes and stuff, the real domesticators and stuff out there. You really want to get there and dust and just really get down to the nitty gritty of getting some things clean and, you know, putting away some of the old winter clothing and maybe put them in the attic or something like that.
Right,
kind of like
I know sometimes it can be intimidating just the thought of it, though, and so we kind of maybe push it to the back burner.
I've seen a lot of folks at home, since I've been going to Home Depot a lot, I've been seeing a lot of folks at Home Depot getting ready to do their backyard, so it is kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Are we feeling, I guess, as far as your home goes?
Right. I know I've got to tackle my closet. There's some things in there that I haven't worn in I don't know how long. I don't know why I'm holding on to it, but it's just something I've got to get to.
What is it about spring that makes us want to clean up? Was it just that tag, spring cleaning? What is it? Because people do seem to focus on changing things over, so to speak, during the spring and kind of like.
I don't know. I mean, I can take a guess. I can, you know.
I mean, I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
Yeah,
you know, again, I'm not
anything. I can take a guess, but something that might make sense to me. I guess you come through that long winter and spring is a time of birth, and, you know, I guess I'm thinking about farm people and maybe new animals are being born. Everything's new,
everything's
fresh,
new.
And it's just time for a new beginning.
It's not so cold, so you're more you're kind of moving around a little bit more, outdoors a little bit more, a little bit more energy.
Mm-hmm.
Holidays, I guess, there's so many, you know, the Thanksgiving, the Christmas, the New Year's Eve, so much going on within that time. For football fans, Super Bowl. So there's so much going on, maybe. In New Orleans, Mardi Gras, so much. And then you get to this.
Just take a breath.
Settle time.
Yeah, at least it is for me. I love spring. I love fall.
Mm-hmm.
I really love there's something in the air, right, bringing in fall time for me that inspires me. I mean, I literally get inspired.
I love the fall. It feels fresh. I can breathe. It's not too muggy. It's not, you know, for it being hot. It's not too cold. I'm not like a cold natured person. I love fall. I love the fall trees and things like that. But I'm a spring baby. You're a spring baby. So, you know.
I definitely love the springtime, and I'm so glad it's here. I was thinking, like some of the things that I want to get to around the house. I already mentioned the closet. But I have what I will affectionately call my side of the bedroom.
I am just listening. Go ahead.
And my side of the bedroom needs a little help.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, my nightstand. I call it lived in, actually. That's how I choose to look at it. My side is lived in. And that's what I tell Mr. Bridges when he looks over there at my side.
So he's not living in his
side.
He's not living
in his
side.
But you're
there.
I am. I have at least three books and then on my side. I've got bookmarks. Strange that I like bookmarkers. I do.
No, because you like books.
Yeah, I have a few of those. I've got nail style, just nail.
Oh, you're not living in that side.
You
do everything on that side.
Everything.
So are you going to declutter some of that stuff?
I'm going to try to. That's going to be my attempt.
Okay.
I'm going to attempt to. I'm going to straighten it up.
Okay.
I am.
Are you going to take some of it out of the room?
I guess my goal is see what I'm really not using. I think that's got to be my outlook because I'm not using all of that stuff.
Oh, okay.
And I have to be honest with myself. You know, how does clutter happen anyway? How's it happen? You just neglect to have
what? Maybe you've taken it from the restroom, if it's a fingernail file, and you just don't want to get up and bring it back.
No,
so
that's
kind of
been
here. Oh, it's always been there.
Yeah, that's kind of like your home.
Okay. Good, you know, that's the bedroom. So, Miss Lindsay, that can start in the restroom, you know, in the little area that we keep all of our stuff. Because I can kind of see from time to time, you know, I'll take stuff out of the restroom if I'm, you know, watching television or whatever, doing my nails. I happen to leave it in that little area for a couple of days, and, you know, it should go back to home. But this is the home.
That is the home.
Okay, so we're talking about spring cleaning, out with the old, in with the new. So we need to start with the basics, and that's just giving us some room in our solitary place. I mean, because the bedroom is supposed to be the. Don't you think it should be homey though? Well, I mean, when you're sharing it with someone else,
but it's not spreading my lived inside, my. I'm not gonna call it my clutter. What can I call it? My spreading is just on my side.
Here's the thing about that. Shouldn't it be home? Like, I don't have a television in my bedroom anymore. It's been about three to four years now because I felt like when I got to my bedroom, I wanted for it to be the place where I slept. Even if I got up that morning and I wanted to kind of like think and, you know, just whatever, I didn't want to go to sleep with the television on, wake up and put the television on kind of sort of thing. And I wanted to live in the other parts of the
yeah.
house and physically get my butt up. Because, you know, back in the day when I would watch Lifetime, I could find myself literally in the bed all day long because it was
lifting.
You know, you just said the bedroom is the lifting. But so I kind of switched that thing around a little bit, and I'm like, this doesn't look right. I'm eating in the bed. I'm just doing your nails in the bed. So I kind of, like, made my bedroom my little sanctuary for sleep time, really, rest. And also, just about this one to lie down and just think and just oofah. So I did everything else away from the bedroom.
You might have to say what this oofah is.
Well, for me, it's just doing nothing, Misi. Just laying there and just literally doing nothing. Now, even the book thing, physically getting up in the morning, going downstairs if I wanted to read, if I wanted to do it outside of this room. Because I found, you're right, I was in the bedroom all the time doing all this extra stuff, you know, and I was just like, no, I want to kind of enjoy the rest of the house. Yeah, so
that's good.
So that's my oofah. That's my oofah. Your oofah is laying in the bed doing your sanctuary doing your nails.
Yeah, but I do bring it to the living room sometimes because I do recognize that I don't spend all my time in the room, so I do venture out into the other areas of the house. But like I said, like for convenience, I've got things right there that I can just stick my hand out and grab. Now, I do realize I have a nightstand that has two drawers in it, and I could put some of that stuff in there. This is the way I've been thinking, you know, lately, especially preparing for this show and thinking about things that I need to clean up in my life. So there are some things that I plan on targeting with purpose. You know, I usually do make the bed in the morning. You know, I do like coming home and
to a made-up bed.
There's just something about it that, you know, I don't know. For a little while, before a week, I don't know what was going on that week, but I didn't make it up. And I was like, what happened here? Let me get back on track. This is such an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
It really is. And so I want to, you know, just make sure that that's something that I do keep up. I do want to target my area and at least organize it. Like, even in the blue room, I mean, look, when I get mail coming in, I put it in here. This is a lived-in space, too.
See, that's what I'm saying. You got the bedroom being your lived-in space. This is your lived-in space. Yeah. So
I can see
this being your lived-in space because this is our studio.
Right.
Thank you for allowing this to be the studio, by the way. And also, I see all of your books, you know, and it seems like you keep notes and you come in here and you doodle and you do your reading time and stuff like that in here. I can see this being a space. But my decluttering out of that bedroom, I had to take the television out. That was my first thought. And this was years ago. Like, I had to take the television out because I found myself going to bed, watching the TV up, you know, up all night, even setting a timer, but still. And, but then waking up in the morning and checking that television. So that was one of those things to physically get my butt out of the bed and not bring in the ice cream and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So,
that is something that... I used to never do eat in the bed.
But now you're doing it.
I do it occasionally.
Yeah.
But I don't think I do it enough to, that it's a habit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wherever I watch television, I normally eat. I bring the food to, you know, a movie, whatever. So I have to kind of like crack down.
Yeah. You know, it's a word I just said, a habit. So habits are forming. I'm seeing that. With my stuff. I almost called it.
Wait. Funny. We have a caller. We have someone that's listening in. I don't want to call you a caller, but if you want to participate in this discussion we're having right now, it's spring cleaning, out with the old and in with the new. And if you want to talk to us about what are you doing this spring to kind of like declutter,
right.
Press one. And I won't put you on the spot, Mom, but I see you listening. Love you. But anyway, that's just one of the things. That's just that bedroom. With the remodel, I see this bedroom in my head, the like this vision of what I want, and I want this thing to be like my little sanctuary type thing.
Yes, it looks like you have encouraged our caller to tune in.
Hello, caller. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you all today?
We're really good.
Thanks for calling in. I know you are one of our loyal listeners, but thanks for participating in on this discussion. Anything you want to add to the conversation?
Yes, as I was listening to you young ladies this afternoon about decluttering and spring cleaning, it starts in the mind first. I mean, it's ironic that you guys are having this topic this afternoon because in my office, I just transferred to another office, and I had folders and everything, this, that, and I made myself a promise that I cannot come to work and function in a cluttered office. So it started in my office first. And I said, from that point, everything about me will represent my office. That means my home. That means car. Because when your mind's cluttered and everything around you cluttered, you can't function. You can't think properly. So it is a sense of clarity for the mind, for the body, and the soul. And I was very, very excited when I tuned in and then I heard you all talking about that. And I was like, this was a topic we were having in our office today about when you're clear, you can function better in your home, in your workspace, anything that surrounds you. So I've been on a tangent to start decluttering and doing something different for myself.
What are some of the steps you're taking?
The first step that I did, like I said, first was to declutter my office because that's where I make my money. I go there every day. So that has on what I wanted to do. I'm working on the second step is, once I got my office decluttered, I'm working on my home. That's my sanctuary. That's my space. That's where it happens for me. So that is, to me, that's like a safe ground for me, my home. So I'm working on, that's the third thing, working on organizing my closet because that's where I spend some of my quality time and prayer. So I need that to be free and clear and decluttered. Also, when decluttering, talking about the mind, just meditating more, relaxing more, spending quality
time. Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
I was just agreeing with you. I said, absolutely. You said taking that time to rest and relax.
Our lives, as women, as mothers, as women in the workforce, we carry a load. We carry, it's heavy. And sometimes you find yourself going around like a merry-go-round, and you have to stop.
Right.
Yeah.
Come back and see, what am I doing? Because I want to be better. I don't want to always be all over the place, all wired. So I'm in a state right now where I am personally taking action for myself. And one, I believe in quality, quiet meditation time. It's thoughts. I went through a series, ladies, where it wasn't depression, but it was something that I was just sleeping late, sleeping all times of the morning. That's not me. I'm up at usually 4 or 5:30 in the morning when it's quiet. So I had to identify with that. I kept, after the cold winter months passed and the rain passed, and I kept saying, I don't feel good. I don't feel. So I had to start doing something about it. And what was that? That was waking up early. Waking up, because if you get up early in the morning when it's quiet and still, your day is better. It commands your morning. So those are some of the things that I'm working on personally to detox and clarify my life so that I can have clarity in it and less clutter and that I can function better, think spiritually, do the things that that's been put in my hands to do. I'm working on a book, and I get so discouraged because I pick it up and I put it down, I pick it up, I start writing, and much to myself, and really ask myself, and this is real, ladies, do you honestly think this book is going to be a bestseller sitting on the back of the stool of your bed? How is it going to come all together? So you have to put.
I like that.
Yeah, you have to start, you know, talking to yourself. Sometimes people say it's not good to
talk
really
to yourself. You really do.
And you have to identify what's the problem. What's the problem? You've been in a state of mind kind of just dragging along and afraid to, if you're going to fail at it, well, guess what? I'm not afraid of failure. So I'm making a mark now. I'm doing research with my book. I am back to writing it because I feel like it's going to be something great. But to get to that point, you got to do action with it.
You really do. You really do.
We appreciate you for sharing that. And by the way, guys, if you're just listening in, that's my mom. So we'll just call her mom. But thank you for sharing your process and decluttering. We really do appreciate it, and we hope that it'll help someone else out there.
Yeah, thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Thank you.
You know, I like that she's challenging herself, and that's what I'm hearing at the heart of this is that sometimes you just have to talk to yourself. Put yourself in line, get up and do it. I know, like, some of my clutter, let me go ahead and just call it what it is, is because I've tuned out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just going about my life day to day, and I'm overlooking it. It's just not even registering with me anymore. It's there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But things need to have a home. They really do.
They do. They have to have a home. And sometimes we just, like you just said, we don't overlook it. We intentionally overlook it because we just don't want to be bothered with it, you know, for quite some time. A couple of things she said, too, which I'm very surprised at. I also was getting up early in the morning, doing my reading, doing my studying, and I hear her say that she was struggling with getting up and she was oversleeping. And I was going through the same process, and I identified it. We don't live in the same house, so it's just kind of odd. But I just identified it as I was losing vitamin D. I did because it was so frustrating that I was just lethargic in the morning. And I was used to getting up and doing my exercises and stretching. And my mother is right. When you're up right and early like that, you can get some things done. Your mind is a little clear. You're not rushed to work or whatever it is that you do in your day-to-day. And working out helped me to get ready, get prepared for the day. And it decluttered my mind, so to speak. But I wasn't doing any of that. And I kind of identified it as man, it's been cold a lot, and we've been having some rainy days, and I'm not outside as much as I would normally be. So I was losing some sunlight, and I just, you know, me and food and vitamins. So I was like, it has to be the vitamin D. I just feel so sluggish. And I think that's what it was. I would just add some extra little things in my diet to kind of help with that a little bit. But, yeah. I mean, it's just, Mom, we had the same issue, but maybe, you know, your oversleeping was a little something different, but Yeah, I struggled too with that. And we do have to find ways. She said something about starting with the mind first.
It does.
And
it starts there first.
We consume things, or we start the clutter. The clutter happens, I should say, because first in the mind we let stuff go. I'll get to it. I'll get back to that.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it starts to pile up and it piles up and it piles up. And if you're a person who cannot function, and we're talking about right now clutter, just like tangible things, right? But if you're a person who can't function like that, that is a little overwhelming, you know? And I'm sure we're going to talk about some of the clutters of the mind, but just right now in this segment, just trying to move out some of that stuff that we have.
That's in our way.
That's just in our way, Lisa. That's just really tangible items that we can put our hands on.
Right.
You know, clean the closet out, ladies. I know we have a lot of stuff that we can give to the Salvation Army.
Exactly.
Red
we can
Cross,
donate some of that stuff, right?
Or even to a family member who may not have some stuff. You know, whatever the case is, pass it down to someone else and kind of get some of that stuff, you know, and move it out the way.
Do we have too much stuff?
Yeah.
You know, as you're saying this, I'm thinking about, you know, storage units. People these days, myself included, they're going to have so much stuff that I need to rent out a storage unit. That's too much stuff.
You have a storage unit?
Well, before we got married, well, remember, I was moving out of my house and in So when it was time to move out of my house and move, we considered getting a storage unit, and it was just like I was trying not to. Mm-hmm. I was trying so hard not to. I gave away most of my stuff. We didn't need two sets of furniture, mm-hmm. two washers and dryers.
You gave it away to someone?
Yeah.
Good.
Yes.
How do we ever expect? A lot of times we're always, you know, going to God for certain blessings and wanting to have. How do we expect to receive stuff? You know, it's so much clutter. And, you know, sometimes it's like, no, you know, God is probably not answering some of those prayers. Like, no, you already have enough. You know, share, get rid of it and give it to someone else. Bless mm-hmm. someone else with it and just watch, wait, and see, you know,
right.
God bless you. So sometimes you got to get rid of that O in order to receive something new,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So. Yeah, and I like the idea of, like, doing this purposeful to first identify the problem.
Yeah.
Even notice that, hey, there is a problem going on here. When things start just piling up around you, it's time to make note that I need to make some changes.
We have a habit of consuming too
mm-hmm.
much, and that's where the clutter starts. You have to have a household with 2 and 3 televisions, TV in every room. You know,
are we overindulging?
Sounds like that's another show, but
yeah,
I mean, really. Because when you think about it, now that we're talking about things like that, we do. We tend to get, we take in too much. And maybe we need to relook at some of that stuff, especially with people who are saying, I want to save. Well, then maybe you can save if you stop consuming
right.
so much stuff that you don't need. I live by myself. Do I need several televisions in each room? I have one TV, and I'm
yeah.
perfectly fine. And I had to learn.
Right.
To understand that, you know, especially when you may go by some, not that you're keeping up with the Joneses, but, I mean, we do tend to learn from one another, even if it's not someone telling you to do something, but we learn by sight,
right.
you know, by influence. And so, oh, I like that tone, you know, maybe I should get that.
That phone. Don't we always have to get the latest phone?
Yeah, the latest. And no, not necessarily you don't. So I kind of like having one. I talked about that in my bedroom, but that was a big thing for me, Demetria, staying up all night trying to eyeball the television and losing sleep. So getting that thing out of the bedroom was a huge decluttering. It really was. And for the mind, being
yeah.
able to get some rest, you know?
Yeah.
So, now having that one television is fine with me. I don't
yeah.
feel need to get multiple TVs. Or anything like that. Even clothes. You know,
right.
I used to hold, who does this? You're holding on to clothes, waiting to lose a certain amount of weight. Man, get rid of that stuff. Or I've been guilty of it, purchasing something, saying, okay, I know I'll be able to fit it next week. I don't do that anymore. I try to make myself, if I can't fit it right now, leave it on the rack. Don't try to say you're going to fit it next month, next week, and I leave it there. That was another thing that was intentional that
mm-hmm.
I had to, you know, mm-hmm. teach myself to do, to kind of, you know, scale down on the clock.
Yeah. And the thing we're talking about, it's really about simplifying your life,
mm-hmm.
Really kind of de-stressing, just making life work easier instead of tripping over things and not maybe bothering yourself with trying to afford something that you don't necessarily need.
Nope.
Do you need, like we said, the latest phone? What's wrong with that old one?
My auntie has the iPhone 4. I won't say her name or anything like that. But her son was, you know, kind of joking a couple of weekends ago about the phone, and she was like, it wasn't perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can say hello, whatever. She's like, I'm not getting a new phone with the latest, you know, every year they're coming out with the latest.
Every year.
And have us kind of, and you know what, and have us running around like fools, I'm sorry, running after those phones. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
One day I almost said I'm going to go back to the flip phone. Because I cracked my screen twice.
Mr. Bridges just got rid of his flip phone. It's only because I switched phones. Now, I'm that person who I will keep it forever, but my son wanted to bless me.
Okay.
So I'll let him go ahead and...
But you didn't feel pressured to
go
ahead.
No, I didn't, because I was going to keep the one I had, which was an iPhone 4. And so I passed that one on to Mr. Bridges. Otherwise,
he was going to keep his flip phone.
We know people pass this word around about hating, you know. Yeah. So, guys, we're not hating on anybody.
Not at all.
If you can
not
afford the iPhone 7, it's not out yet, but I'm just being funny. If you can afford that one, because it's going to come at some point, go get it if you want to. But what we're saying is that we are actually learning to simplify our lives.
Right.
And in doing that, Demetria, I've learned that I've gotten so much peace about things. Like, seriously, not being so stressed out about,
right,
you know, how am I going to get this or how am I going to get that, or did I pay too much money for this? Did I pay too much money for that? It's really not.
So you just avoid the buyer's remorse
altogether.
You know, as we've been leading up to the show,
mm-hmm,
these past few days, it's coming to my mind that we're talking about stewardship,
okay,
being good stewards,
good steward,
over our homes, our minds, our bodies, the things that God has blessed us with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about steward, I found out, means being a keeper, being,
yes,
a caretaker, being an agent, and several other things. But just being good in that role,
mm-hmm,
and appreciating what you have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So before, we're going to go to a break, but I wanted to get that out because it came back to me.
Okay.
About being a good steward.
Okay. Well, we're going to hold on to that. We're going to stick a pin in it. Guys, don't leave us. We'll be right back. This is Demetria Along the Way. I'm Carmel.
I'm Demetria.
We'll be right back. Ministry Along the Way Radio. Thank you for holding on with us through the break. We are talking tonight about spring cleaning. Out with the old, in with the new. In with the new. Before we segue out, you were talking about stewardship, being,
yes,
a good steward. Just recap that, just, you know, once more for the people who just listened. You know,
being a good steward, that means intentionally taking care of what you have,
mm-hmm,
be that your home, your mind, your body, your job, just whatever has been put into your charge,
mm-hmm,
taking good care of,
mm-hmm,
it. That's the way I look at stewardship.
Mm-hmm.
And we should be good stewards,
mm-hmm,
of what we're responsible for.
Yeah, because, mm-hmm, we have been given really nice things. You said something when we were off air that we should be enjoying life now.
Right.
Like, we're supposed to enjoy this life that God has given us now. And so that means whatever you have, whatever God has blessed you with, that you do right by it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Kind of why I started fixing up that old 100-year-old house. You know, you seriously, you know, I was just telling you, I said, oh, I'll wait till I get married to do such and such and, you know, whatever in my other house. But literally it just kept coming back to me, and that's the reason I said be thankful what God is giving you. But I gave you this.
I gave you this right now.
What do you mean? You know, this isn't good enough?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just began to Operation Reno. It's been taking some time. We started with a fence in the backyard, mm-hmm. and, you know, we're working our way within the house. But it was, you know, be thankful for what you have right now, at this moment, because God does want us to enjoy everything that he's
yeah.
given us. And we tend to put ourselves in bondage, in this mental clutter, or however you want to frame it, that we feel like we can't have nice stuff at this moment, or, like we said, we overindulge, and then we're all stressed out because we have overindulged, and we're wondering how do we make up for it in
mm-hmm.
our finances, or we're trying to locate finances that we may not have to overindulge.
Right, right. Instead of being where we are at that moment, purchasing what our money can afford. Trying to do a little bit too much too soon, right?
Doing too much too soon.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like how you explained that definition to us about being a good keeper of things. If you are, if you have a car, and we're talking about even things like that. If you have a car, maintain the car that you have. You know, keep up that vehicle that you have. We already talked enough about the houses. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Keep up your home. Finances, being a good steward of your finances.
Very important.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is your bread and butter that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So if you only have a certain dollar amount coming in,
mm-hmm.
but you have more than that going out, it's, you know,
you need to look upside
down. Is that what you call that?
And that's for anybody.
I think that's
for the wealthier a person,
right.
that we all have bills, you know. And so you tend to think, oh, some people have a limited amount of cash.
Not many. I don't know those
people. I was getting ready to say that, Demetria, because we often hear of people who have had what people think are a limited amount of cash, no longer have that because they're not good stewards of their finances. And you're right, no one has an unlimited amount of cash, you know, but if they're not good stewards of it, they can lose it. Even the average person who makes an average wage, like myself, you know, if I'm not a good steward of my finances, it'll go.
You find yourself in some trouble, right?
But you know what? I find lately that I see how Jesus felt fed a multitude with little, because me even stretching this dollar I have. I told that to my mother. She's on hold. She can vouch for me. But I was like, Ma, I see how Jesus, you know, I believe that happened,
mm-hmm.
because he has been stretching this little dollar. Because, man, you know, mm-hmm. I have been doing those renovations on a wing of the prayer.
Yeah. So whatever area it is in our lives, the stewardship factor should be at the forefront of my, am I taking care of this?
What am I, yeah.
Well,
and if I'm not taking care of it, what should I do to take care of it?
Right.
What are some of the necessary steps I should make,
mm-hmm.
like my mother mentioned, that I should implement to begin taking care of
right.
it? Right. Yeah.
Right. Here's one for you.
Go ahead.
I went to the store yesterday and I bought a scale.
Okay.
I bought a scale. This is spring cleaning time, right?
Okay.
Getting some things together. I think my scale is broken.
The one you just purchased?
The one I just bought.
Yeah. So you're taking it back?
No, I think it lied to me. It's broken.
Oh, wait a minute. It's broken.
I missed that one.
I got on that scale this morning. What is the scale saying?
And I said, ooh, I need to do some spring cleaning in another area. And that's called physical fitness. I need to get some exercise, Danielle.
I'm not saying anything you said, because if I say it, I don't want to.
I was dumbfounded when I saw the number on that scale.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's time to.
So what are we going to do about it?
I have some ideas. I'm throwing the scale away.
Well, remember, I think, you know, I mentioned a while ago when we were talking about walking or something, but
mm-hmm.
it's not just about the physical of the losing of the weight. You
mm-hmm.
know, I understand, you know, your whole episode with this
this
erroneous scale, you know, get that bad scale out of here. But you just want to feel good.
Right.
And, again, what you said is being a good steward, right?
Exactly.
And so, you know, this whole image thing about losing weight, I just don't like that whole idea. Not suggesting that that's what you're doing, but sometimes with people kind of force folks to, you know, lose weight because of the skinniest person can be unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
But just because we're supposed to take care of this body that God has given us, you know, and you want to feel good,
right.
Don't you?
Right.
You know, you're a young woman. You're vibrant.
Yeah.
So you want to feel like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason I told you of me being lethargic is because I hadn't been outside being as active as I normally was. And, you know,
and I guess that's likely to happen during the winter months.
Right,
you know,
because of the weather.
Yeah. That's not so surprising, but I suppose there are things we can still do in the meantime until we can get outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I do know is that I do need more rest.
Okay.
To get more sleep. So that is one, you asked me what do I intend to do.
Mm-hmm.
One of those things is to get more rest, to go to sleep earlier.
Exercise helps you
mm-hmm.
too. It helps
yeah.
that. It helps you to get a sound, you know,
mm-hmm.
sleep, you know, at night. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, and it does free the mind. It clears the mind. You know, you just feel you can breathe better. You can think better. It just gives you a lot of energy. It gets the juices to kind of
mm-hmm.
flowing. So I'm happy to know. But I don't like that bad scale.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to know that you will be doing more physical activity. So we're not with the...
Don't even go there. I know what you're going to say.
Now you'll be increasing those days.
I will be increasing those days. I even have an app on my phone.
There's an app for everything.
There's an app for everything. MyFitnessPal.
Okay, cool.
So I'm plugging in my meals.
Okay.
Keeping track of my calories.
Because
I have never counted calories except for when I was taking a class that had something to do with nutrition or something.
Okay.
It's just never been something that I felt like I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm counting calories, I suppose. I'm not disciplined.
I hope you get to a point that you won't even have to count the calories anymore, that you'll just pick.
I don't think I'd be doing it if it wasn't for the app that's telling that it counts it for me.
Okay.
So in the that I take during the day, it logs that too.
I'm just happy to know about the clutter
mm-hmm.
part. What about, I mean, the exercise part? I'm sorry. I was getting ready to say, what us talking about the clutter part of it and just doing so much. Sometimes we can also get bombarded. We can just be on automatic pilot, and we're just doing so much. Because you just want to kind of maintain. We have bills to pay. We have to work. And you just want to make sure you're not letting anything go undone. You said something about rest. We sometimes do have to slow down,
mm-hmm.
and we have to rest this body, right? And then also allowing people to lend a hand. What about
mm-hmm.
that? I mean, can that be a part of us decluttering, that we allow other people to kind of help us or take a step back and let someone else
run
that operation?
Especially if they can do it better than us, why not? Why not just hand it over or partner and do it together? But, I think I've been one of those people who I can do it all, you know, this independent woman, which is a transition to make, you know, once you get married, because there's still some things like, well, husband, again, you'll remind me you're not single anymore.
You're not single anymore.
And I don't have to do all of that anymore,
right.
Which is a good thing. But sometimes it takes a while to learn that, to become conditioned in that. I can accept the help. I can't even ask for the help.
With us doing this show,
mm-hmm.
right, and I just oftentimes I'm thinking about more, you know, there's a purpose for us doing this. I don't believe it's just because we just want to chat and talk,
mm-hmm.
you know. I really believe you and I have a lot to offer to God's kingdom building, and also to encourage and help other people as we are open to learning as well. But oftentimes I'm thinking about, God, where are you taking us? You know, what's the next step? Because I really feel that it's going to be
mm-hmm.
some more things that we're going to be doing. But in that, you just don't want, like, it's your baby. You know what I'm saying? So inviting other people in to put the ear, I'm going to say it, oh, my goodness, it's our baby
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. But not getting worn down and realizing that you can't wear yourself out. And along the way, there are going to be some people, I'm sure of it, that are going to come and offer services, help to us, or however that may look, you know. And we're going to have to be open enough to receive that, so to speak, even though I'm just like, but it's our baby, you know. So when you were thinking about this, when you had come up with the title of the show, and I just was thinking about characters in the Bible that had to, you know, declutter, but had to seek help and assistance and couldn't do it all by themselves. And I thought about old Moses when his father-in-law, Jethro, kind of, you know, pulled him to the side and gave him some wisdom about disseminating some of the responsibilities, because all the people, you know, children of Israel were coming to Moses and with all of their concerns. And he would offer advice. He would be the judger of whatever issues that they had. And he was being worn out. So our Jethro can see that it was going to wear him out. And so I just thought about that today as we were talking about this topic. But in thinking about that, it made me think about what we're doing right now and seeing that you have been the technical person. You can take a conversation that you and I are having and you come up with, you know, what we're going to talk about for the next day. And sometimes, you know, I'm wondering, like, I wonder if that keeps her up at night. Like, are you trying to pull those things together and you're up typing all this stuff, you know, because it's a job in itself. When I was trying to book people for the show, past shows, I was like, man, this is a job. I mean, I love it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, well, but at some point, I'm like, whew, you know, at some point, as I was reading that story today, we're going to have to probably be that Moses, be how Moses was, and saying, you know, it's okay. Yeah, I can, you know, take that help, that assistance, that volunteering service and stuff like that. So not getting so bogged down and tired and overconsumed with certain things. So I just thought this show made me think about what we're doing as we grow and you know, how do we not get cluttered.
I think it's about using the tools that are necessary to get the job done, whatever that job is. If it's cleaning the home or renovating the home, you need certain tools to do that. Even if it's cleaning out the closet, you need the containers or the bags to pack it in. If you don't have it, you're just going to move the mess from one place to another. So even with the exercising and getting that together, there's certain tools that I'm going to need to make sure that I'm doing this properly and effectively. So even in, as we step forth in this work that we're doing, whatever tools that we need that are going to be necessary to the job, we need to employ them. So that's how I'm looking at what you're saying.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a totally good thing. But like I said, as we were thinking, as I was thinking about this topic all day today, I just said, well, you know, who are some of the characters that dealt with having to declutter or outsource or help or whatever? And as I begin to think about Moses, and I just thought about some of the things that we're doing, and as we grow, this thing getting beyond, you know,
the guru,
the guru, and I mean, because we're the producer, we are learning on the fly.
We are. So good.
It really is. And I think we've done a really, really wonderful job up until this point. I was sharing with you that one of our listeners said, "I'm ready to see y'all." And so seeing all that, it just got me back to thinking about that again. Like, not immediately saying, "Oh yeah, let's go on TV and all kind of stuff," but you know, oh my gosh, you know, God, like, how do we even get to that point? And just knowing that at some point, getting out of that comfort zone for my side of it, and allowing, I don't know, somebody to tell us how to do stuff and do the next step thing or whatever, and letting go, you know, your baby a little bit. So, and I'm sure Moses probably, you know, in that time felt like, you know, I'm the leader, I got this, but, you know, it's kind of tough to give up that, but it helps so that you won't become burned out.
Which does happen, burnout does happen.
Even doing something for the good things, and what we're doing is absolutely a good thing.
Yeah.
It is.
Yes, and again, like your mom said, that it starts in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so we should always just try to be mindful or engage with other people, because there might be something that we're missing,
mm-hmm.
and they can point that out to us.
Yeah.
So that's always good. It's always good just to have other people in your circle and in your world
yeah.
to help you along the way.
Help
them along the way.
Yes. And like I said, a lot of the feedback we've been receiving, it has been so good that you just see other needs out there. And I'm like, wow, you know, wanting to just dive in and fulfill some of those
mm-hmm.
needs. And like, Lord, I know God will. He'll even fulfill our needs to fulfill some of those needs. So, yeah.
Yeah,
he will.
Yeah. It's all a good process. It's a learning process. And I think even in the process of that, we are touching people. We are sparking conversations.
We really are.
We're getting the feedback.
No, we really are. Yeah, we really are. Seriously, we are. And I guess that's what made me think about it a little bit more. Like, I just saw this initially, and I know we're probably going somewhere else, guys, but it happens. But I know initially this was a wonderful idea that you had, because I know God must have led this on your heart to say, let's just take these conversations to a larger, you know, space. But the more and more we do that, and more people are introduced to our voices and the topics that we talk about, and just hearing some of the feedback, it's like, you know, can y'all talk about this? Like, I had this concern.
Right.
Can you all do this? When I share with the young lady that we may be gearing up to do a meet and greet, I can't wait for that. I want to be a part of that. And I'm like, wow, this is just beyond you and I. I mean,
it's
starting to, I think that was always kind of like my intention.
Uh-huh. I just wanted to a community,
yes.
if you will.
Yes.
So because I don't think it's God's intent, this
mm-hmm.
is me talking,
mm-hmm.
That we live together,
yes.
we share together, we grow together. So it's not just a one-man show or
yes.
or one- or two-woman show. It's not. It has to go beyond. It's all about when he thinks of us, it's his people. It's not his person, you
yes.
know?
Yes, and it's
yeah.
happening like that.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. So just the topic we came up with today just got me to thinking about that more and more, and saying, yeah, we are on our way, and also knowing that, you know, it's just not going to be our baby. It's everybody's baby.
It really
yeah.
is. Yeah.
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 It's all good.
It is. It's all good, guys. We are talking about spring cleaning, out with the old, in with the new. And so I was talking to Misi about the topic, and we were thinking about, what are we going to talk about this week? And I said, well, you know, March Madness is going on right now with basketball. I used to be a heavy March Madness basketball fan, and I just, you know, share this little story for people who did watch. But back in the day when UNLV played Duke, this is way back in the day. I was in the 10th grade. I remember it like it was yesterday. And UNLV was a really exceptional basketball team, and I think they threw the game. Larry Johnson went up for a layup, and he missed the layup. And Misi does not know who Larry Johnson is.
We saw the look on my face, right?
Yeah. But for some of you basketball enthusiasts out there, college basketball enthusiasts, you know who Larry Johnson is. And I was just so distraught that he missed such a simple layup. And so they lost to Duke. And I have not kept up with March Madness like I did it for you. I was so hurt. I was distraught. I used to keep up with the brackets and all of that. You know, I had my newspaper, and I was, you know, dead on it. And it just broke my heart because UNLV was supposed to win that game. And later on we found out that the whole team was corrupt, starting from the coach. They would take money from people. So it was like a gambling stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
But anywho, I said all that to say, if you saw our text message or email and you see where it says, did March Madness have you running around in circles, that's where that title came from, because I wanted us to kind of like talk.
Yeah,
know,
we got it in.
Yeah, get that
March.
She got it in, y'all. She got it in. So did March Madness have you running around in circles? Do you find that your space as well as your mind has been somewhat cluttered? And if you are anything like Misi or myself, it may just be the right time to refresh, refuel, or renew.
And that's basically what we're talking about today.
It is.
How do you refresh?
Mm-hmm.
How do you refuel? And how do you renew?
Mm-hmm. And just recognizing the need to do those things.
Yeah.
You know, when it's time for a change, I mean, change can be intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
But we're always going to have change. We're going to be faced with it all the time. We may as well embrace it.
Here's a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to, not you, Demetria, personally, but do you, and this is for listeners, do you want to continue to be that person that says, you know, I really want to do such and such. I really wish I could lose that weight. Or I really wish that my mom just mentioned that she's working on writing a book. Or I really, for me, you know, that business that I want to start, I really, do you want to constantly keep being that I really want, or do you want to really be that person to say I did try at it? And that's what, you know, that's what we're hoping that this conversation will encourage people to reset yourself, you know, get rid of some of the clutter in your home, seriously, if it's there, and allowing space to be free so you can have a free space to kind of come home to think.
Yeah, take this time to reevaluate. Do a checklist of your life and see if you're where you want to be.
Yeah.
And believe me, if you're doing something that you've been doing for years and it's working for you,
keep doing it.
Don't reinvent the wheel.
If it's not hurting anyone,
right.
So, yeah.
Right. But definitely if you see that it's not helping you progress, you know, you're stuck in a rut, it just might be time to change your direction, change your attitude, change your outlook. Look inside a little closer and find out, like your mom said, what's the problem?
Hey, you know, putting myself out there, because you and I always give ourselves as examples, but focusing on, like, maybe one or two target goals.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a habit of not being afraid to try, you know, anything. But that can also be a hindrance in a way. So just trying to, focus on maybe one or two things that I want to accomplish in a set time and just work on those
mm-hmm.
two and not being such an octopus
right.
and just being all over the place. So so those are one of the things that I'm trying to do also to declutter the
mm-hmm.
mind, because when you got so much going on up there, you're trying to do this, that, and everything else, and
mm-hmm.
it's no way you can fully function mentally. And you're probably walking around mentally burnt out and tired.
Right.
You know,
we're talking about being good stewards, and again, that can apply to many areas of your life.
Mm-hmm.
It can apply to the upkeep of your home,
mm-hmm.
being a good steward there,
mm-hmm.
your body, being a good steward there. We've talked about those things, being a good steward of your mind,
mm-hmm.
and also of your soul.
Okay.
So I did want to talk a little bit about that, because this is the deepest part of us,
mm-hmm.
and probably the most neglected. We don't give a whole lot of thought to it. It's just there, our soul. But it's such the heart of us is even deeper than the heart when we think of, because we've said from the beginning, our show is, we have a biblical worldview, right?
Yes.
So we talk about the Bible, and we draw a lot from it. We talk about the soul. Oh, my soul, why are you so downcast?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't say, why is my heart so downcast?
Downcast.
We talk about the soul. My soul blesses the Lord, you know. That's the deepest part of us, and sometimes it's off kilter.
Mm-hmm.
The soul is what ties the body, the mind.
It
ties it all together.
Mm-hmm.
So we do it. It would do us well to be conscious of just how where we are in our souls. If we're at peace, if we are connected,
mm-hmm.
instead of being, you know, if it's not there and it's not connecting those other parts of us, then we're disconnected, and we might be off kilter, and that might be part of the problem, that we know that something's just off, but we don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been thinking all day long about things as it relates to our souls, and one of the things that I discovered, and I don't know, I guess I'm kind of strange, but I'm working through my day, and I'm getting all these thoughts, and I had all these notes, and I've got all these notes and things that I left, but that's when it was like this water spout just got turned on and all this stuff was coming out. But our souls, they're not self-centered. Our soul is not self-centered.
Okay.
So we can be selfish. I think if we kind of think less of ourselves, mm-hmm. I'm going somewhere
go
here.
Ahead, go ahead.
So if we can kind of take a, you know, take a turn where we're not so much looking in the mirror at everything about us, like what the life is just all about us.
Mm-hmm.
If we can kind of put the brakes on about that sometimes,
mm-hmm.
that can kind of help center our souls.
Mm-hmm.
When we are more mindful of God and His presence in our lives and His great love toward us, that helps center our souls, which then will help calm our minds, which then will help even our bodies come in sync. And as well as our homes, those things that are outreaches of ourselves, those
mm-hmm.
extensions of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So the family, the home, the friends, the job, everything then becomes centered and at peace when we kind of protect our souls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know what, I agree with you, I hear you, and I didn't think of it in some of the ways that you're framing it, but as far as even connecting that with the clutter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the soul with the clutter, but you're absolutely right. And I love the fact that you said sometimes not always putting us, yourself, self at the focal point. Like it, you're not always the main topic,
right.
the main character of everything, you know? And that is so true. That is definitely true when we, not only does it takes the selfishness piece off of it, but I like to say it takes pressure off of day-to-day
mm-hmm.
life. Like, I don't, you know, I'm not the focus of everything,
right.
even in my existence.
Right.
I'm not the focus of everything. Sometimes, Lord, what can I do to make you smile today? Literally, what can I do? I want to just make you smile today. What
mm-hmm.
can I do? That leads to, now that I've said that, I'm going out, I may see people, and then, hey, how are you doing, sweetheart? Hey, lovely, how are you doing? Just to connect with somebody, strangers that you don't, that I don't even know, it can be in the grocery store, what have you. But that starting point was, Lord, what can I do today to make you smile?
Yeah.
And I felt me doing that would be to put a smile on someone else's face. And then not, you just don't know sometimes. We talked about this once before about gratitude and attitude.
Right.
Not knowing what that will do to other people.
Right.
You know, seriously, it'll make someone's day when you do that. And I think God does smile when we're being kind
mm-hmm.
to one another. So you're all right about that. And then, again, with not putting so much pressure on myself, because it doesn't have to be all about me.
Right.
Like, yeah, it's just, you know, not that I don't love myself, but it just does not always have to center around me, even through prayer or whatever it is. It just does not always have to
mm-hmm.
center around me. So I'm getting where you're going with the whole, you know, taking some of that pressure off, recentering
mm-hmm.
even ourselves by reconnecting
mm-hmm.
with our soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And once again, being a good steward
mm-hmm.
of, in even that area.
Hmm.
You know, I know it's kind of abstract. It is, and it's going to take some thought. You know, so I know you won't get it all, and those of you listening may not really get everything that I'm saying right now, but take some days to just think about it. Let God even talk to you about your soul
mm-hmm.
and just how it relates to life here and now, this side of heaven, because your soul is alive this
it's
side
alive
of heaven.
It's alive and it's well. It
yeah.
also connects us.
Mm-hmm.
It connects us. And there are people, you know, when you say, oh, not when you, when we read scripture sometimes and it'll say the old man is away with the old and basically, you know, a new spirit
mm-hmm.
and not living dead or living a dead life. Sometimes we'll hear a scripture reference just having a dead life. And it may not literally physically mean you're dead,
right.
but that you're walking around with a dead soul,
right.
that you may be existing, functioning, going to work every day, getting up every day, literally going to the grocery store, doing your day, but walking around with a dead soul,
mm-hmm.
no peace inside, no, just emptiness. There are people that are walking around filled with emptiness.
Right.
And so the more and more we're talking about this, you know, it is abstract for, you know, it can look like it's
mm-hmm.
abstract, but that's just trying to put a picture on it a little
right.
bit. You can literally be functioning, living dead, and just having a dead soul, feeling no joy. People who have acquired things can be in the midst
mm-hmm.
of all of that greatness, I mean, talking about things, but still, you know, dead souls. We've seen it. We've seen times where celebrities, and we always say celebrities because
they're the most visible.
They're the most visible. It's not visible. So not like coming down on anybody
right.
who's a celebrity. I don't want to suggest that. But we always use that as an example. And we've seen cases where celebrities have passed and with some tragic deaths. I mean, suicide.
Right.
Drug overdoses. You know, so several times with drug overdoses, you know. And but you would think that that person has it all. That person has everything. But in the inside, we just don't know that mm-hmm. those people are walking dead. They are walking around mm-hmm. with a dead soul. So, Misa, when you talk about recentering yourself and reconnecting with your soul, that's what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
I hear, you know, coming alive again.
Yeah.
Allowing that soul to wake up and just a rebirth, and even within your inner core, because it's there. It's
right.
there.
And we're not conscious of it
no.
most of the time.
No.
So that's what I'm suggesting tonight. I'm saying it out loud to put it on your mind tonight. Just be conscious of that area as well. Of all the areas that we need to clean up, spruce mm-hmm. up in our lives, let's not neglect our souls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what are some of the ways that we can work at not neglecting our
souls? You know what? I can't even put out that there's steps. There's no steps, there's
no
formula.
Yeah.
But I think I heard a man say, you know, just acknowledging the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
How many times in a day, this is what he said, how many times in a day can I acknowledge the presence of God and his love for me? That helps you get back centered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if you were having a selfish moment, that should help bring you back and ground you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if you were worried about some situation, when you start to think about your Lord and your Savior, your God who created you, it should center you and bring you back to a place of peace and align your soul with his will. That's the intent. So I don't, aside from saying that, that's about it. How many times in a day can you bring yourself back?
Mm-hmm.
If you're about to step over that cliff, how many times can you bring yourself back? Just focus on your God and let him renew your soul. Let him revive you again, refocus your thoughts. I don't think it's something that maybe...
It's cookie cutter.
No, it's not cookie cutter, and it may take... Like, again, it's going to take some thought. Like, what is she talking about?
But that's good. We
what?
Always want to evoke.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get people to thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I see someone is listening on. If you want to be a part of this conversation, please press 1, and that'll signal us on this end of the studio and let us know that you want to chime in on the conversation. We're talking about spring cleaning, out with the old, in with the new. And we're talking about something Demetria just brought up, which is so pivotal to our survival, and that's about our souls. And we don't often hear that conversation
mm-hmm.
be, you know, being said mm-hmm. in this frame often enough. But, you know, it really brought me back to thinking about how people can, we can just be existing in this world, walking around dead,
right,
with a dead soul. So a lot of times, guys, and we want to encourage people to Bible study, read your script, read the scripture, read about what we're talking about. You may hear scripture refer to
like
having, you know, living a dead life. And so a lot of times when we see that word dead, it's not or dying of self, or it's not always a physical
right.
death in the grave. We can literally be walking around on this very earth dead,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I'm glad you brought that up. And there's no cookie-cutter way, as we
right.
were getting ready to
right.
say, about how we go about reconnecting our soul and recentering, but focusing on God, focusing on his grace, focusing on his mercy.
Right.
But for some, before you can even focus on that, you got to get to know it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even want to – you're right. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know you're very careful about – saying that because there's the steps, you know.
Yes.
We always want to look for these steps
right.
and self-help books.
Right.
But the first thing, Misa,
mm-hmm.
you know, personally for me, just really developing that relationship
mm-hmm.
with God and getting to know who he is, who God
mm-hmm.
is, who he is in my life before I can even get to really fully being how should I say it, being truthful about saying, God, what can I do today
mm-hmm.
to make you smile? I mean, being really sincere about it. Because a lot of things we can just say, you know. But really, really being sincere about, when I say that, I'm sincere about, God, what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
I need to know, what can I do to put a smile on your face today? And so those are some of those, that way, one of those ways to reconnect, meditating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, when I talked about the TV not being in the bedroom, just being able to get up
mm-hmm.
and spend that quality time, a couple of minutes or so. And again, none of this is
mm-hmm.
saying that you have to do the exact thing.
Right.
Well, it's personal for you.
Right.
If you take a minute or two or 30 minutes, you know, however,
mm-hmm.
but just reflecting on some of God's graces.
You know, I'm thinking about the Bible where it says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and
mm-hmm.
lose his soul?
Mm-hmm.
And in this moment, I'm not even talking about the other side. I'm talking about here and
right
now. We were talking about the celebrities maybe who've had tragic deaths. So even now, when you're talking about people who are walking around in bed, and you've got the whole world seemingly, appearances would tell us all, you've got the whole world, but even at this moment, you don't have your, not that you're in hell or anything, you're not even there yet.
That's what I mean,
because
yeah.
Hopefully you won't even be going there. You can avoid, there's a way you can avoid that. But in this moment, in this time, you're walking around,
not
you're
really
already lost,
fully,
you don't even have your soul right
not
now.
Not fully living
mm-hmm.
this life that God wants us to live and enjoy right now, a
mm-hmm.
life
in
more abundantly
right
now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, and I just hope that, I know I'm going to give it a lot more thought, and I hope that it encourages other folks to give it some more thought, but the best example we can use is because we see and we hear the headlines about celebrities so much. And so I wanted to just put that out there that we're not coming down on a celebrity because you know what? They're human just like
mm-hmm.
me, you and I, Demetria, and the people that are listening to us. And that's one thing we forget, that celebrities are just people that have been gifted with different gifts and talents or what have you, and allow them to acquire a little bit more. But it doesn't mean that they're immortal or don't hurt,
don't go through things. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have pain. I can say that they are possibly they have more access to things to help dull some of those pains and mask some of those pains
mm-hmm.
that you and I have to face.
Yeah.
We have to face it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do have a couple of callers on the switchboard. If you want to add your voice to the conversation, please press the number 1 and we'll add you in.
And since we don't know if you've already been listening through internet or not, because we just saw that you came in on the switchboard, just to let you know, we're talking about spring cleaning, out with the old, in with the new. And we would love to hear from you all about what are you doing to refresh, refuel, and renew. And it just so happened that my lovely sister just brought up something that I can just feel we'll probably be talking about this again. And when we were talking about decluttering, we initially started off with decluttering in the home.
Yeah.
Clearing out some of that clutter, you know, inside your house, closets, lady, you know. And also, then we started talking about the body, the mind. How do we even begin to declutter the mind? And especially with all the stuff that's going on in the world today, just how do you take a step back from
mm-hmm.
some of that and just refocus? And it led us to talking about the soul. And that's a big one, Demetria.
It is.
And I just think that we should really talk
mm-hmm.
about a little bit more at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Because, without all the other stuff, the soul is the most important.
It's the deepest part of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I gave Demetria the example about celebrities, guys. And, again, not coming down on any celebrity. It's just that, because we see them more, hear the headlines, we hear the examples more of. And a lot of times people can just be walking around just dead, even though they look like
right.
they have so much. Even you and I, you know, anybody, we hear of depression. We hear all of these different, mental disorders that people have. And some of that is attributed to people are overwhelmed overconsumed with so much in that core.
That's right.
That core that you're talking
mm-hmm.
about, that soul
mm-hmm.
is off kilter.
Right.
And then having individuals, especially if you're a believer in Christ, knowing how to recenter and refocus yourself back. And that's, you said something so simple, and share it again.
Recognizing his presence, acknowledging his presence in your life. And this wasn't my original thought. It's a thought I heard from a man. I can't remember his name. But how many times in a day can you be aware of the presence of God and his love for you? That's going to help you stay centered.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to help your soul stay connected to the body, to everything else. It integrates us.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's off base, it disintegrates
mm-hmm.
the other areas in our
mm-hmm.
life.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he said it. And I got like, whoa.
It kind of puts it in.
So the soul integrates all those other areas of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
It connects it, integrates. When it's off kilter, that means the other areas are disintegrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's powerful.
It really
is.
Powerful. It really
is. We have to spend some time caring for our soul,
mm-hmm.
tending our soul, cleaning, you know.
Watching what goes into,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
know, the soul. Decluttering, like you said, some of that mess out of the soul.
Yeah.
And absolutely watching what comes into our space can sometimes cause the soul, the spirit to be off kilter because of
mm-hmm.
what we have coming in from every
right.
different way, all of these distractions, all of these things that we may be listening
right.
to, hearing, seeing.
Because our soul is—it's not so much that our soul is corrupted. I mean, we can know something here, talking about somebody,
mm-hmm.
and walk away and feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what
you know. We know it shouldn't, but now we're off kilter now.
Mm-hmm.
So you know,
but it's not abstract as we like to think it.
Right,
is.
It's there and it's present. It's very much
mm-hmm.
present, but we've tuned out.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even know to tune in, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in those moments, think about it. When are you kind of pricked and say, even watching a movie or something, or listening to a song or something,
you know,
but just to get that little prick, and you got that check that, I know I shouldn't have indulged, or I know I shouldn't have engaged in that conversation, so what do I do from here? It's what you decide to do in that moment, in that what do I do from here moment, that's going to determine whether you finish yourself again or whether you just stuck with it. And now other things just seem to be just off kilter,
mm-hmm.
just a little slanted, the slanted view of life now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can, maybe your standards are lower now,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you have it, you're off center now.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself
you
back
know, anything coming
anything,
in.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Put a guard at the gate.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. We have about 15 minutes left. Did we take our second? Oh, we don't. That clock is wrong. I'm so sorry. We don't. Man, where did the time go? Chuck. Wow. Did we have a second break?
We didn't.
Wow. No, how did we manage
did.
That? Anyway, guys, this. That's a good one. You got me on that one. This is a good one. Maybe we have to talk about just that
mm-hmm.
topic in itself a little bit further next time.
Yeah, we can chew on that some more.
and not only just you and I chewing on it,
mm-hmm.
we want to encourage other people to really think about that. How do you recenter and reconnect your soul? And then I want y'all to explore, what are we talking about this soul, about soul? I mean, we
say
all the time, Lord, you know, save my soul. You know, people say so many things, Lord. You know, my soul is anchored in the Lord. What do we mean about that? Is that just stuff that we've been passed down from generation to generation to generation? So what does that mean, reconnect my soul? Lord, anchor my soul. Why is soul so prominent
mm-hmm.
all the time when people are crying out to God?
Mm-hmm.
It's a reason for that, God.
Right.
And we want you all to kind of study that and find out, and hopefully you'll share what you found with us.
Right.
Because we'll definitely share it with you guys, of course, but we want to hear a little bit more from you. And, Demetria, you have you got me to thinking about some stuff, you know, yeah, that I'll be doing in the course of the week.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. And I'm going to revisit some more and find my notes that I had. I felt like I was scattered tonight because I knew what I wanted to say. And
but you
believe me, I had all these notes, and it was so good, Tanya. It was good.
I believe you, but I think we didn't have a guest on today,
yeah.
And we managed to fill an hour and a half, and I didn't know that we were almost out of time.
Yeah.
So we really did you did a good job, even though you left. You did a good job.
We did a good job.
But next week we have homework for our listeners. You know, I want to give you guys some homework. Yeah, we want to know, what did you find out about your soul? We want you to dig into God's word and come back to us and tell us what you found out.
Take a week.
Yeah, take a week.
So we can really dive in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How does the soul connect with the mind, the body, and why is the soul so important? Why is it the anchor? Why?
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully you guys will come back and you'll share with us what you found, because we just don't want to be the ones always dishing it out.
And we definitely don't know it all.
We sure don't. This is called Ministry Along the Way. And it's because we ourselves are learning along the way. We certainly are.
We've been saying for the past 2 weeks that we are still works in progress. Right?
Yes, we are. Yes. That's
under construction.
Yes, that's why it works. I think everybody is always under construction and always, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever want to stop being under construction. I never thought I would hear myself say that. You know, I guess this is coming with maturity and growing in grace and really understanding God more. But I want him to constantly be working on me. Kevin said it last week that we will constantly be under construction,
mm-hmm.
if I can paraphrase a little bit, until we get to to the final destination.
Mm-hmm. We may as well accept it, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So here's to spring cleaning. Remember, out with the old.
In with the new,
and it starts with you. We're gonna let Michael Jackson tell us about that.
See y'all next week. Talk to you next week. Bye bye. Love y'all.